Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Off Script.
Today, we are doing our season 4 recap.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
And now it feels weird because I feel like we should be saying, and today we're doing
our season 4 recap.
Yes, we are. We're at the end.
Oh my gosh, finally.
It feels good.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of all I got.
Yeah, what I've got, because you might be able to hear a dog licking themselves in the background, I am at my friend Megan's, and I'm with Roscoe and Aspen. They're podcast regulars now.
Yes, they are. Oh, gosh. But yeah. That's our picture.
Yeah. Great picture.
I've realized, too, we're starting off pretty mellow, too, which is funny. All our recaps are always, very chill compared to our other episodes. We're so much more bubbly in our other episodes than our recaps.
Because I think we're excited to compare. We're excited to get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Especially since we've started doing better about not totally letting the other person know our thoughts on things. Uh-huh. And so we're like, oh, I can't wait to tell you what I feel.
Yes.
This we're like, what did we fuck up? I don't know. We'll find out.
Quite a bunch this season.
Oh, shit.
No, not too bad. But this season, let me tell you what we've done. We have done 23 different book movie comparisons this season. We did the Hunger Games series. So Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Mockingjay Part 1, Mockingjay Part 2, and Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Excited for the new one coming out.
Well, the book comes out in 2025 and the movie in 2026.
So stay tuned, 2026.
Yes.
Then we got All the Bright Places, The People We Hate at the Wedding, He's Just Not That Into You, The Last Song, A Man Called Ove or Otto, A Dog's Purpose, 5 Feet Apart, Wonder, The Accidental Billionaires, Caging Skies or Jojo Rabbit, Lyle Lyle Crocodile with Riley, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters with Cassidy, Turtles All the Way Down, The Duff, The Silver Linings Playbook, Bullet Train, and The Host. And also we did Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes with Shannon. Did not put that in there.
Wow, Allie.
I know. Sorry, Shannon. And then this season, we also got our interview
with Lizzie and Wendy Molyneux.
Uh-huh. For The People We Hate at the Wedding. Mm-hmm. It was a successful season.
It really was. It's funny because here I was thinking we were just stressed because of all the season 4 and season 3. But it's because we had...
Sorry.
Roscoe had an itch. But it's because we had a lot of books to read.
Yeah, we do. We did a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know, I'm proud of us. So we have our theory, our favorites, our...
When you just read that, did you also sit there and go, which one was my favorite? You were reading them off and I was like, which one was my favorite?
I legit am going to have to scroll up and think.
Yep. No, it's fine. It's fine. I've got mine.
All right. Well, our favorite theory. So this season we had 23 books and you preferred 13 of them to be books. Let's say that again. How am I going to say this?
I preferred 13 of the books
over there you go, movies. Over the movies. That's 57%.
That's actually a pretty good percentage.
Yeah. For that means 10 of them, you preferred the movies. That's 43%. That our theory was correct where you watched it first, you liked the movie more, or you read it first and you liked the book more. 16 out of 23 times. That's a solid C, 70%.
Heck yeah.
Which means 7 out of 23, 30% was incorrect. That's pretty good.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. So the ones that were not correct were Mockingjay Part 1 and 2. You read the book first, but you preferred both movies. Mm-hmm. All the Bright Places, you read the book first, but you preferred the movie. The Last Song was the movie first, but you liked the book better. Accident. Oh, I forgot that.
I did. It's been a while.
Accidental Billionaires or The Social Network. You watched the movie first, but you preferred the book.
Yeah.
And The Silver Linings Playbook. Movie first, preferred the book. And Bullet Train or Maria Beadle. Watched the movie first, preferred the book.
That's actually not that bad.
No, it's not. Me. I... Not too much different at all.
You weren't prepared. How you just said that, I was like, oh, she failed.
I was thinking I did, but I guess I did not do too bad. For books, I preferred books 12 out of 23 times. That's 52%. I preferred the movies the 11 out of 23, 48%. The theory was correct for me, 13 out of 23. So 57%. Theory incorrect, 10 out of 23, 43%. So for me, Mockingjay, I read the book first, preferred the movie. People We Hate at the Wedding, I read the book first, I preferred the movie. The Last Song, movie first, preferred the book. A Man Called Ove, book first, preferred the movie. A Dog's Purpose, movie first, preferred the book. Caging Skies, I read the book first and I preferred the movie. Lightning Thief and Sea of Monsters, I watched the movies first but I preferred the book. Turtles All the Way Down, I saw the movie first but I preferred the book. And The Duff, I read the book first but preferred the movie.
Nice.
Yeah. But overall, all of our seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4, we've read 77 books.
I'm so proud. How proud of yourself,
Mike? I'm so proud. Are you kidding me? I was going through and I was updating our schedule thing for counting how many books we're doing because Brie, has the next 3 seasons already planned. So I went in and typed them all up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy cow, by the end of, I think it's like season, what do you got, 6 or 7?
I think I have through 7.
7 done. It's like, we're going to read 130 books.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. Man.
For me.
Me, I was so proud of myself.
No, I know. You tell me you're not a reader and I'm like, girl.
I am now.
Yeah, you might not be enjoying it sometimes, but you're a reader.
Nah, there's only been a handful.
Yeah.
But yes. All right. So 77 books. So you have preferred 45 out of 77 books. That's 59%. Over half.
Actually doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So that's 32 of them you preferred movies, 42%. Our theory has been correct for you 56 times. That's 74%.
That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty good theory, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect 26%. So 21 times.
Not bad.
Yeah. Me, I preferred 41 books.
That's only 4 off for
me. Yeah. 53%. So that's 36 movies, 47%. Our theory has been correct 49 times. So I'm at 67%. That's okay. Theory incorrect 28 times, 33%. You know what? These are very much over 50%. So I would say our theory is still standing true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool. Yeah, if we dip under 50, that's when we're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And we haven't had that yet.
Theory incorrect. Yes, we have not. I think, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember for other seasons. So it got close this time, this season. It's 57%. Mm-hmm. But overall, we're doing an overall thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So now we got some recap
snafus.
Yeah, let's do it.
That we did not do.
No. Let's kick it off with the Hunger Games, shall we?
Let's.
So you have notes for yourself in here.
Why? Yes, I do. Do I remember what I meant? All right. So in the Hunger Games, we did not mention that the cornucopia is supposed to be a gold cornucopia, not gray. We just talk about like how we thought it looked.
Yeah.
But we didn't actually like clarify.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nitpicky note. Damn. When I edit, I get really
nitpicky. How dare us forget that?
How dare we? Cornucopia is supposed to be gold. Oh, and then when we talked about the Tracker Jacker nest, we got the timing of it wrong. And so it's night in the movie, but it's a day in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And we mixed that up.
And other than that, we did Hunger Games pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to Catching Fire.
And I still got some shit. I make these notes when I edit, and I edit them pretty close to when the episodes come out, so this might take me a minute.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, actually, this is a big one for me, because in the book, when Katniss is in the Hovercraft Hospital, like, towards the end of the book and movie,
mm-hmm.
I always picture a hospital.
I do, too.
But then in the movie, it looks like a stupid storage space.
Like on the hovercraft.
Yeah, it just looks like they laid her on the floor.
Yes.
Like, get better.
Yes, they do. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Oh, and then just a note that I wanted to make. One of the things that I wanted to mention when I listened to it, because it sounded like, because we talked about how I had Francis Lawrence sign my Water for Elephants book, mm-hmm. and we made it sound like I brought it knowing that he was going to be there. For that, when in all actuality, I went out and bought the Water for Elephants copy of the book because I had only brought Catching Fire for him to sign, and then found out he was going to be doing a table at the fan camp. And I was like, well, I don't want him to sign my book here if I can get him to sign it on the carpet. So I have two chances for him to sign things. I'd rather get Water for Elephants signed too. So,
oh, cool.
I just wanted to put that out there. Not that I was like being a horrible fan, like, oh, you're here, but I want Water for Elephants sign.
Okay, so you got him to sign both.
Yes, I do have his signature in Catching Fire too. I got it on the carpet.
Got it. Okay, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're here for this movie, but I don't want this movie signed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, and like honestly, that's how it probably looked to him, because he did the fan camp before the carpet, but I realized in editing the episode, when we started talking about it, I was like, oh God, that sounds bad.
Oh my gosh. Like,
who didn't?
I'm sure it did not.
Well, I thought it did.
Well, that's what this recap's for. Okay. Then we got Mockingjay part one. All right. So here's a big one. I don't know how we didn't talk about this one. So when Katniss was in District 8 doing all her little promo stuff, right? There's this lady in the book that's like, well, Katniss, how are you? Like, because she's pregnant, supposedly, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what they told the Capitol.
Catching Fire.
So she had to tell everybody that she had a miscarriage.
Shoot, how did we skip that?
I know, and that doesn't happen in the movie. Like, they just ignore that mm-hmm. they said she was pregnant.
Yeah, they're like man,
no, remember.
Everyone's too focused on this war now.
Exactly. And for part two, Caesar Flickerman is not in this part of the book at all, but he continues to show up in the movie. But
that's, how could you not?
I was going to say, because
Stanley's amazing.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're at Ballads and Songbirds and Snakes.
And I made a note while editing because I was upset. Because it just doesn't make sense. Because you know how the mentors can send gifts to the tributes?
Mm-hmm.
And how it's supposed to be these little, like, parachute things in Hunger Games?
Yeah.
How did they go from drone technology at the first Hunger Games? Like, yeah, the drones didn't do great, but you would think that the first games would be this thing that is like groundbreaking and we're only going to improve on what we set foot here. How do they go from drones to parachutes?
So my theory is that, well, one, like you said, it didn't work, mm-hmm. but yes, they could have worked on improving mm-hmm. it. Right. But I think who ruined it were those two kids from District 2.
Yeah, because they could
took the and then they used the drones as weapons.
But I'm sure they could have found a way to make the drones like mutts, basically, like evil against the tributes.
Yeah, I guess they could. Or they could just have a
self-destruct thing.
Yeah, or just a parachute fly down and mm-hmm. be
and
done.
Beep.
Yeah. Yes.
I just thought it was stupid. I was like, how do you go backward in the technology here?
I don't know. I don't know. Or some would say they go forward because it's a parachute, but yet somehow it always finds the person perfectly.
That's true.
Like, what type of parachutes do that? I've always wondered that. I'm like, how does it land right in their hands like that? And so,
well, it's not supposed to. It lands near them. And then they have to get it.
Yeah, but it's like closer than any parachute that would ever land normally.
That's true.
Anyways, okay, so in the movie, Snow was told to go to District 12, but in the book, he was assigned to 8, and he asked to go to 12.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Yeah.
How did we not talk about that?
I know. And then Grandmam's feelings towards Lucy Gray throughout the story. Mm-hmm. She thought she was a lowlife and didn't deserve anything at all. Like, she deserved everything she was given. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's barely a character in the movie.
Yeah, it just wasn't shown well. She seemed just like have dementia in the movie.
I mean, she's supposed to in the book. Yeah,
she's
not like great. Like, yeah,
but it was like she also had a character in the book too.
Yeah,
yeah. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know. I'm pretty sure we did this in the bonus episode, but
mm-hmm.
we gotta rank them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I rank them. How are we doing Ballad with this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well then Ballad, Catching Fire, Hunger Games, and then Mockingjay.
You're just doing Mockingjay as one?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm just gonna go in order. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Mockingjay, Ballad.
What about the movie?
What movie? All of them?
Yeah.
Oh, were you just ranking the book?
Yeah.
Oh, you were ranking the comparison episodes we did.
No, I was just ranking. Are we
doing? I don't know what we're doing. Okay, the books. Okay, movies.
Wait, is the book still your 1, 2, 3, and 4,
uh-huh.
5? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Movies for me is Catching Fire, Hunger Games, Mockingjay, and Ballad.
You're not breaking up the Mockingjay for the movies?
Oh, I guess I need to, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then part two comes before part one.
All right. Movies. Like, I know we just watched them, but it's been so long with all the other stuff we've been watching and reading. I'm like, I think it's Hunger Games, Catching Fire, part two, Ballad, part one.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember. That's my best guess.
Her best guess.
I could go back and rewatch them.
She'll get back to us on that.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, shall we continue? Next, we had All the Bright Places.
And I have a note here because when we talked about the mobile bookstore, we called it one of their wanderings, but it actually wasn't a wandering. It was just a random, like, he wanted to try and see if they could do a wandering because he kept doing that where, like, it would be like, we should hang out. We can go do a wandering maybe. But then it would just turn into them hanging out. And so the mobile bookstore was just basically a date.
Yep. It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Good job, us.
Yeah, we did great.
Yes. And y'all, if you know we missed something, this is your chance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it to us and we'll put it in here.
Yeah. Or into our mini-sodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or both.
Yeah.
Double shout out. All right. So then we got the people we hate at the wedding. And I kept referring to Eloise as stepsister, but she's in fact their half-sister. And every time I listen to it, I'm like,
Oh my gosh, why would I keep saying that? Because I said it like 20 times. It's so irritating.
So
I think it's because you were thinking because their relationship isn't great. It's the basically the stepsister relationship.
Yeah. In my head, I knew they were related, but I just kept voicing it wrong. So I had to make sure.
That makes sense.
Y'all know.
That makes sense.
Okay. Then we have He's Just Not That Into You. Did great.
Awesome. That one would have been hard to screw up.
Yes. The last song did great.
That's surprising.
I mean, I can't. I Googled and we did all the main things.
Sweet. Good job, us.
Yes. A Man Called Ove, or Otto. And the reason in their flashbacks, like the reason the flashbacks are different for the book or the movie. So in the book, the flashbacks are shown typically occur when Ove is about to die by suicide because it's like his life is flashing before his eyes. But in the movie, it mainly focuses on his relationship with Sonya. So anytime anything happens,
To remind him of Sonya.
Yeah, we would get a flashback. So I found that interesting.
I like the book better for that.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Because it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I picked up on it pretty quick.
Yeah. Yep. And then we have A Dog's Purpose. We did great. 5 Feet Apart. We did great.
Because that is one of the best adaptations we've had.
It is. How many people have asked us what a great adaptation and we can't
and we
think
can't
of
fucking think of one. And 5 Feet Apart is like
the best one. My gosh.
That was the most common question we got asked at Nerd Party. And we're like, Brokeback Mountain? I mean, that one is really good too. But
yeah, but it's like, wow.
But it took us a minute to come up with that answer.
Yes. Oof. So then in Wonder, in the movie, so Augie has his space helmet. And one day he just can't find it anywhere. And we find out at the end of the movie the end of the book that his dad had gotten rid of it because he's like, I like your face. I want to see your face. Well, in the movie, his dad just hid it and he still has it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, do you want me to bring it back?
Yeah. I mean, it's a moment where Augie can be like, no, I don't need it, which is good. It's growth. Mm-hmm. But still, it's like, she got rid of
it. Yeah.
Destroyed it.
Yeah.
So then we're to Accidental Billionaires or The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
Did good.
We did good. Nice.
Caging Skies, Jojo Rabbit. Did good.
That actually surprises me too.
Yeah, we did pretty good. And then with Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
I just have to correct myself because I went on a tangent about one of my favorite children's books. And I can't remember what I said. Oh, I think I said that the little man who could not read's wife, like, sent him to the store because she was sick of going or something. Or she was sick.
She was sick.
She was sick. But no, what it was she, like, went on a weekend trip to visit her sister. And so he was home alone.
Oh.
And so then he, like, because then I was like, when he got home, why didn't he just have her, like, look at the stuff? Because the whole thing is he goes to the store and he gets what he thinks is, like, everything. But then he gets home and he opens the spaghetti noodles, but it's actually parchment paper and like all this stuff. And I was like, hold on, it's because she's on a trip. How did I screw up my favorite children's book?
That's funny. Yeah. I still need to find it. Okay, so then we have our Percy Jacksons. You guys, oh my gosh. I was doing research yesterday. Like, I just did my Google. I basically type in the book name Lightning Thief book versus movie differences in Google. Make sure we got all the main ones. And usually the websites that pop up are like top 10 differences. And I'm like, oh, easy. And check, 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 check. Oh, my gosh. Percy Jackson has the Riordan wiki page, but not Wikipedia. It's like this specific page for all Riordan's books.
Oh,
they had every single difference. Like, for example,
I bet they have it for the TV show too.
Oh, they might. I did not look that up. For example, the types of differences they have, like in the second movie or book, whatever, Tyson says bad cow to the bull in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the movie, he says bad bull. Those are the type of differences.
Nitpicky like me.
Yes. I was like, Brie would love this page.
I should go there and just start.
Yes. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh.
Who else hates the stupid pin?
Yeah, that was one of them. And so it was like, oh my gosh. So we did not get nearly as many or any of them answered because they were all like the very, very nitpicky ones. So I tried to get the bigger of them.
Mm-hmm.
But even the ones I decided just to pick a couple of them, they're even, I picked three for each. They're even kind of nitpicky.
Mm-hmm.
But so, for example, this one kind of ties into both. So in Lightning Thief, well, in Sea of Monsters, Tyson makes Percy a shield with his rich wrist, wristwatch. But in Lightning Thief in the movie, Luke gives him a shield. So that's where he got it.
We kind of talked about that because we were upset because Luke gave him extra crap.
Yes. Then something actually I can't believe we didn't talk about was the campers wear orange T-shirts with Camp Half-Blood written on them. In the book.
I think it's because I'm pissed off about every other aspect of the movie. I know. I don't care about that.
I know. But like, how much did you like want a Camp Half-Blood shirt?
Half-Blood shirt. I want that Calf Half-Blood.
Calf Half-Blood.
I know. I did want one.
Yeah. And then Percy's called Seaweed Brain throughout the whole book, and Annabeth never does it in the movie. And what a cute little nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those were the couple I chose. But again, you guys, Riordan Wiki. Just go
check it out.
Read them all. So then in Sea of Monsters, Annabeth uses her knife and cap of invisibility to help multiple times on the quest. But it's never mentioned in the movie. Which we kind of mentioned that too, but never at all, ever. So there's no technology allowed because it attracts.
Oh yeah,
bad guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Annabeth full on pulls out an iPad.
Freaking looks up all of the information
about
the stupid fleas.
Yep. And then nectar is a drink used to heal demigods, and drinking too much results in spontaneous combustion in the book. In the movie, it's just a delightful little drink that everyone has to try.
At least it was in the second movie because it wasn't in the first.
You're right. It wasn't at all.
Yeah.
Then we have turtles all the way down.
Okay. So I explained my like horrible fear of appendicitis, and I actually like in the episode, I was like, I have no idea why, but I really think I do know why. It's because when I was 5, my mom was in the hospital and I had gone to visit her, and her appendix burst with me in the room with her. And like, it was very traumatic from what my mom tells me, to the point where like whenever she tells this story, she explains how little 5-year-old me was throwing my arms out open wide going, "Mommy, I love you this much. Mommy, I love you this much."
Oh, because you thought she was gonna die. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think that's why I have this insane fear about appendicitis.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah. Traumatic moments tend to make fears.
Mm-hmm. Stupid appendicitis.
Oh my gosh. All right. And then we had said something, but in the movie, she gets the jogger. Hang on. Let me read my note first. I don't know what we said.
I'm pretty positive we didn't talk about the note at all in the movie, the jogger's mouth note. And in the book, when Noah gives Aza the jogger's mouth note, it's like, isn't it basically when the relationship is ending between her and Davis? Or it's already, or it's like she's coming over for...
Yeah, she just keeps going over, and then Noah gives her, says, I found this.
Yeah.
It's like right at the beginning of their relationship. But then Yeah, and then that's how she got it. But in the movie, she gets it right before their plane date. I think what we were talking about is we just didn't know when she got the note.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Right before their plane date.
Yeah.
Cool. And then the deaf we did good on.
Nice.
And then we have Silver Linings Playbook. And the real main difference is Tiffany's supposed to be in her late 30s, but Jennifer Lawrence is 22 years old. So,
yeah, that's.
But that's but what also happens.
They probably cast her and were like, okay, you're going to play a 30-year-old.
I know.
So
she did not look 30 at all. But
no, okay. She looked like a baby.
Yes. And then we were saying we didn't know what song was in the movie. That it was his trigger song. And mm-hmm. It was My Cherie Amour
mm-hmm.
by Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
Yeah.
But also not Kenny G.
No. I mean, mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Like, why change that?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yes. And that's it. So then for Bullet Train, I never said if I like the audiobook reader or not. And I did. He did good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He was good. He wasn't like super spectacular, fantastic, but he was enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah.
I remember he just read the characters really like he gave them the feeling without, you know, sometimes audiobook readers, they can give them the feeling without changing the voice, really.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Do a slight change, but mm-hmm. They all still sound the same. Mm-hmm. But he did good at that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I hate when they don't make any changes because then yes. I'm like, wait.
But who's saying what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, the thing that I wanted to make mention of, because we talked about how Mr. Suzuki is not in the movie. And we just basically were just like, yeah, that doesn't happen because it's not in the movie. But in actuality, in the movie, Kimura's dad kind of takes the place of Mr. Suzuki because there's a whole conversation that he has with Ladybug being like, well, they call you Ladybug because you're lucky. And so it was the conversation that he had with the school teacher on the train.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that conversation was in there.
Yes.
Oh, and then when we were talking about a part in the book, we were saying how we didn't understand how they didn't realize there were two more stops before the very last one. But it's because it explains it in the book, but it's like just a brief little Maria's explaining it. And it's basically apparently in Japan, there's two different lines, train lines. That go to the same place, and like one line there's fewer stops and the other line there's more stops, and they had thought that they were on the line that had fewer stops, mm-hmm. but they were actually on the train that had more stops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. And then our last one, we have the host, and we never credited Wanda after she came back.
Which is hilarious because, like, there's a part of me, like, I always pictured a really, like, tiny, young, blonde thing.
Yeah, because she was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I thought it was hilarious because for Wanda, it's Emily Browning. And it's quite hilarious because she actually ended up dating Max Irons because of this movie.
That is funny. Like, so Wanda dated Jared.
I always thought that was hilarious. I was editing our episode and I was like, wait, I didn't get to say that.
It's because she was uncredited and I always just delete all the uncredited
that's characters. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl.
I know. Sad.
Very sad.
Well, that's all of our mix-ups, mess-ups, and everything.
We actually didn't do too bad.
No, I wasn't too bad.
No. What was your favorite book of the season?
My favorite book?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just scroll up. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Dog's Purpose.
Okay. Mine's The Accidental Billionaires.
That was a good book.
Mm-hmm. 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 What's your favorite movie?
There were a lot of good movies this season.
Oh, I can say mine while you think. Okay. Mine would be Turtles All the Way Down because I had read the book forever ago, and I was just so excited that they actually were making it into a movie.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to either go... Ooh, which one? I'll go 5 feet apart.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
It's a good one.
And which was your favorite episode to record?
Actually, I think my favorite... Ooh. Comparison ones? Bullet Train. Because I actually didn't expect you to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. It was good. I liked it a lot, actually.
But interview-wise, I really liked our interview with Lizzie and Wendy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I really liked comparing-wise Lightning Thief because you were so heated. But I think just for fun, I really liked it. Lyle, because Riley was there, so that was fun to have her in. She's already like, can I be on another episode? I was like, Riley, technically you've been on two, and that's more than anyone else, so no. She's been on three. She's been on one of our minis, so girl, get out of here. But
oh, she's hilarious.
Yeah, so
what's funny is I almost said the Lightning Thief, but because I just hate that comparison so much,
like, it's so fun just to sit there. Yeah, and then we got some shout outs. All right, so we have quite a few people who have been super active on our socials.
Yeah, a lot of them have been like people from Nerd Party.
Yeah,
which is really awesome.
Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to Amy, Cameron's cousin. Super active, and I really love lately she's been going back, and I know when she listens to an episode because she goes back to find that post and she comments about things. Like, I feel seen about the cheese nips in whatever at Bullet Train. I think man, thank you. And then John, he's been a listener from the beginning, and he's buying like actual merch from us.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then Neil, we also met at Nerd Party.
You listened to him on our Nerd Party episode.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Been active on our social media, so thank you.
Also, Billy. You've been active on our social media. You're going to be in an episode coming up too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another person that we met at, I want to say Comic-Con.
Basically.
The Kent Nerd Party was Travis. He actually sent us on Instagram a post that was basically George R.R. Martin shitting on screenplay writers.
She's dying over here.
Hold on. No, I should read you at least some of these because they were amazing. George R.R. Martin calls out producers and screenwriters who change things from the books. Everywhere you look, there are more screenwriters and producers eager to take great stories and make them their own. It does not seem to matter whether the source material was written by Stan Lee, Ian Fleming, Roald Dahl, Ursula K. Le Guin, ooh, I said that last name wrong, J.R.R. Tolkien, Mark Twain, Jane Austen, or, well, anyone. No matter how major a writer it is, no matter how great the book, there always seems to be someone on hand who thinks he can do better, eager to take the story and improve on it. And then, the book is the book, the film is the film. They will tell you as if they were saying something profound. The last one, then they make the story their own. They never make it better though. 999 times out of 1,000 they make it worse. And he was like, just thought of you guys.
That's so funny. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome.
Also, MK, thank you. Shout out to you because you're just awesome.
And then Tanya sent us a voice memo. You guys can do that. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. She requested a book.
And in season 6, we are doing 100%, if we can get enough, everybody send us your request, fan-based requests. So season six. So not this next season coming up, because Brie already worked very, very hard on it and it was already planned out and we've already started reading for it. Mm-hmm. But season six. So come January. Yeah.
Yes.
That's season six.
January.
January. Mm-hmm. We will be doing all fan requests.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something. Oh, I wanted to say that I think we should do another shout out. Not necessarily if they're, I'm not sure if they're listeners or not, but we started this Instagram like group chat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't start it.
We were invited to it
from actually. So who invited us was there's a lovely host on. My brain just stopped working. Okay, so I actually was tagged in a post from Bookish Flights, which is a podcast that I was on forever ago now, it feels like. And it was basically a like bookish podcast to follow. And it was in a post for a podcast called Must Love Books. And I went and I looked at her profile and I was like, oh, she actually sounds like someone who would be fun to get in contact with. Like, we should collab with her. Mm-hmm. Allie and I actually did an interview with her. It's coming out in July. Uh-huh. We'll be posting it. But if you want to check her out, you can find Must Love Books on wherever you listen to podcasts. Uh-huh. Anyways, she then went and basically made this huge group chat. She was like, who wants to be involved in this? It's a bunch of different podcasts and we're all there just basically to support each other.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You're kind of in charge of that. Brie does all the Instagram stuff. So if you ever get a comment on Instagram, it's her. Yeah. I kind of take over the Facebook unless it's a specific directed on either or. So if like someone on Instagram is specifically talking to me, I'll jump in and vice versa with Facebook. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We're going to do another collab here soon. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten a ton of followers on Instagram from it. And they interact with our posts. It's great.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's nice to be a part of the community.
Yeah.
It's
cool. That's the cool thing is like, we just started just for fun. And now we've like made like
friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Actually,
it's very cool. Okay, you guys. Well, that's kind of all we got for a recap.
What a good recap.
We did. I know. I'm proud of us. We're done. This is officially our last because we've already recorded Wednesday's episode. Mm-hmm. This is our last recording for this season.
Yeah.
Just take a breather.
And the best part is Allie and I already have like 2 episodes for season 5 under our belt.
Almost 3.
Mm-hmm. About to be 3.
Proud of us.
Me too.
Yoo-hoo. Anyway, so I want to make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. You can do all of that on our website at offscript.wixsite.com/offscript.
I'm pretty positive you forgot. It's actually offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
It might be. Let me give you the wrong address.
Allie does not want reviews.
I don't.
Like, you're going to write something bad.
Well, anyway, so yeah, offscript253wixsite.com/offscript. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yep.
Our name's in it twice.
Yep. And then on Wednesday, we have our season 3 recap. So when it comes to our overall stats, you guys, obviously this one is the one you're going to want to.
It's the more current one.
Yes. But that still has some good info in that one, too. Mm-hmm. And then we have a break in July. Woo
woo. We don't have a break.
Not really.
We're working so that we can get a break here soon.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then as we mentioned, season 6 is all listener suggestions. We have 14 more spots available. So it's first come, first serve. If you have already entered a book, don't enter another one. So yeah, so please just enter one book. I mean, you can email us a bunch, but just the one is your top one you want in there.
But also, starting this season, I'm going to start reading side books because I'm the bookworm of the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I realized, why am I not using this platform to review some books. So I'll read books that you suggest. If you want me to just read a book that's not an adaptation, I'll read it. Please don't make it like a, I will not reread it. Don't make it a 1,000-page book. But typically I'll read anything else.
There you go. Also, maybe we should start doing that with some movies too that are adaptations. We go see a good movie in the theaters.
I'm down.
Okay, cool. I'm about to go see Inside Out.
I actually want to see that, even though I don't want to see that.
You're so sad.
Mm-hmm. I'll review that with you. Okay. My review. It's dumb. Bill Hader's not in it.
The movie itself, fantastic, but flop. It is the worst because of that.
Well, actually, I like, because him and Mindy Kaling aren't in it, and we found out that it's because they got lied to about salaries. Yeah,
that's kind of shady.
Yeah, that's very shady.
But I mean, I'm going in for the emotions, and so I can teach my child how to regulate hers. So I'm all for it.
As this one's all about anxiety and embarrassment.
Exactly. This is what I need. But then we'll be back in August, first Monday in August, with Bree's birthday month.
Finally, my first birthday month that's not getting all wonkified. I'm excited. Good. Allie's not looking forward to the season.
Dude, this season is good. I am not at all looking forward to the season, but I'm here for you guys.
It's literally all
death, murder,
murder, mystery, intrigue.
Y'all.
Hey, you should be excited for some of the Stephen King stuff.
I guess, maybe, sure.
Because it's Stephen King. You've liked his stuff.
I know. But after, that's when, like, we've been reading happy, fun stories.
That's very true.
And then we have our dark month. Now we're going to have a freaking, we're reading all the Hannibal books.
I'm so excited.
And then currently I'm reading a freaking true crime stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That's going to be an interesting episode. My notes are rough.
I know. One thing that I'm sad about is the whole, like, I love Foxcatcher. This was the first serious role I saw Steve Carell in. And I went into the movie not, like, I knew what it was about. Because it's Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, and Steve Carell, right?
Okay.
Great cast. But it's about wrestling? I almost said boxing, but I think it's about wrestling. So I was like, this is going to be boring. My uncle's like, no, I actually think you'll like it. The ending blew my mind. And I have never experienced something like that movie ever since. And so that's partially why I scheduled it for my birthday month, because I was like, it's a book. I need to read this book. And I'm making Allie read it first because I watched it first. The title of the book just gives it all away.
They Catch a Fox?
Fox Catcher? Don't read the, like, tagline bit.
Oh, well, I'm not going to read it, but I'm sure the audiobook reader is going to read it to me.
Skip it. Hear the fox catcher. Yes, it's about catching foxes.
I didn't realize there was a tagline. She's like, the title gives it away. I'm like,
I went to the library and was like renting it on Libby. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I noticed it's like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'm glad I saw the movie first. Because if I had read it, I don't know if I would have read it first.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're doing another memoir. I'll tell you that. That's all I'll tell you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the one you're looking most forward to this season?
It's one of them. The one that I'm looking forward to the most is Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
This is apparently, like, anyone who's into true crime, if you haven't read this book, it's a sin.
Great. I'm looking most forward to Good Omens.
It's already done.
I've read.
There's some. What about the three at the end?
The Hogfather. What are the other two?
Stardust.
Uh huh.
And
What?
Allie, which one is it? John would be so disappointed that I forgot.
Oh no, John, the magicians, I'm sorry. I didn't only forget, Bree forgot too. Don't be mad at me. So Bree's John, Bree's Beau is super excited to be on our podcast, and we just forgot the episode that he is coming on for.
He's been asking us to do this basically like second month in dating.
I'm actually excited for that one too. I'm just nervous because it's five seasons and three it's books so wrapped into one.
Well, the thing, remember how I showed you the preview and immediately was like, oh no, I just spoiled something for myself? That has not happened yet, and I'm like 20% through the third book. Yeah. And when I told John what I spoiled for myself, and he goes, I wouldn't worry about that. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, okay. So, yeah.
Well, the thing I'm looking forward to in this season, though, is because. So we have Hannibal, which is five books. Unless I don't like it. I was going to say, once I'm like invested in a character, it's much easier to keep reading as opposed to like a brand new set of stories every single time. But we'll see if that still stands true if I don't enjoy it. So I don't know. So if you're into true crime, this is the season for you. If you're into murder, or the season's going to be dead, it's going to be one or the other, I would skip this season.
Like, nah.
So, but I know there's others out there that will join us now. So anyways, so I got to read that all. So
I think it's going to be good. I'm excited to read it.
Well, that's good. See how it goes.
Okay, you guys.
Ooh,
actually. Now that I just had to look that up, I actually am very excited for The Outsider. The Outsider is one that Alan told us. Alan told us to do a long time ago.
Okay. So it's almost like a
request. Yeah. I was just thinking, I was like, shit, he's been like one of our solid listeners and I haven't put any of his requests in season six. So I should text him and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Apart from The Outsider.
Right. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay. Cool, you guys. All right. Well,
there's our season four recap.
Woohoo! We did it.
We'll be back with you for season five.
Yes. Have a wonderful break.
Enjoy summer.
Yes. This gives you a chance to go back and listen to all of our episodes and catch up because we had a lot this year.
Yeah, we did.
Go back to regular next a couple hour episode and then a half hour minisode every week. More double episodes for you. We're excited.
Yes, we are.
We got this. You got this. We'll see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us five beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book